Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to episode 404, Business on Demand. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I'm honored to have with me on the show Tom from Chi-Town. Tom is the host of Let's Talk that can be heard anytime, 24 hours a day, on demand over at tw3radio.com. Tom is a serial entrepreneur from multiple industries and has been with TW3 now going on 2 years, and is not only one of our top recruiters and trainers and coaches that he is, but he's also one of my favorite people in the business. Tom came to us through Bam Bam from the left coast, and he really has just taken TW3 by the storm. So everybody, welcome Tom from Chi-Town. Tom, you can't hear it, but there's applause going on in the background, but I know that's not going into your audio feed.
Well, you know, applause, whether I hear them or not, are a good thing. It means I did something okay.
So just imagine it in your head right now. People are actually applauding the fact that you're with us today. Hey, man. So I got you out of shoveling some snow. Is that what you're telling me?
That is correct. We are... I'm still watching the snow come down, and it's been doing it all day. And they're promising us it's going to keep snow until Sunday. So, you know, I'm an excited kid.
Well, you should be used to it.
And I'm being very facetious when I say that.
I was talking, it was in the mastermind group last night. We had one of our elite members that was from around that area. And I told him back when I was in the piano business, how far is Crystal Lake from you?
Less than 5 miles.
That's what I, cause
it's really the next town over from where I'm at.
Yeah. I had a dealer, a piano dealer there in Crystal Lakes that sold our pianos, and I would go up and visit with him every once in a while. And then we'd go into the city and eat at night for dinner or something. And boy, you want to talk about wind that will cut through you. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah, it absolutely will.
Yeah, us Southern boys down here, we're not used to wind like that. I mean, that's got like knives in it or something, man.
Oh, it'll hurt you. It will hurt you. Yeah. I always say, and I mean this when I say it every winter, the saddest part of my winter is day in and day out walking into my garage and seeing my Callaway bag like a lost child. Waiting for May.
Please take me with you.
Exactly.
Oh, you're one of those poor souls that has to stay humble like I do. You have to, that's the good Lord uses, I think, golf to keep us all humble.
You betcha. Yeah. You betcha.
Well, tonight we're talking about business on demand. And Tom has become quickly, and probably even before he got to TW3, but boy, he's really using our tools in such a powerful way. I mean, he is really lighting it up on the leaderboard with what he's producing and what he's been able to do with our tools. So I want to let him talk a little bit about that when we get into the subject. But if you've ever been in business before, you know that the most difficult part of business is just getting in front of that qualified, you know, man, woman, or child that needs, wants, desires, and can afford what it is you offer. Lead generation, the marketing side of your business really is 75% of it, in my opinion. Because if you do it right, boy, you've just made it easy on your sales department. Because if you're generating high-quality leads, high-quality people, people that need it, want it, and can afford it, then you don't have to be a rock star salesperson at that point to close the deal. I think a lot of times in business, if you look at business just from outside looking in, sometimes you get people that buy stuff with big buyer's remorse. They get, man, I wished I shouldn't have bought that, or they felt pressured to buy something. I think a lot of times that can take place when the marketing side of that business didn't do its job. Because if the marketing side does its job, what's happening is people that want it, can afford it, really, really need it, they're not pressured. They're, you know, you've got the right person already teed up, and then the sales portion of it really doesn't turn into selling as much as it just consulting. Okay, here's what we offer. Here's the cost. Here's the benefits it's going to bring to you. And, you know, what say you? And it really makes that part of the process a whole lot easier. So we're going to break that open today and get into what Tom does and how he does it. But before we do, just a little pause for the calls here. A couple things I want to bring your attention to. We do have the You Are Worth More conference coming up in just literally a few days. I mean, I think we're about 8 or 9 weeks out, last I checked. But if you want to take your money, business, and life to new levels, you will want to be at the You Are Worth More conference in Greenville, South Carolina. That's You Are Worth More. Go to worthmoreconference.com right now and check that out. We also, one of the things that I try to do on every podcast is give a book away. You know, the old adage, earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. I believe that's truer than anything that could be said. And that's why I love getting hooked up with companies like Audibles, because they allow me to give away audiobooks of your favorite author. Whatever you're trying to learn, there is a book out there that will have someone that's gone where you want to go already there. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook. That's terrywilson3.com/freebook. And have a 30-day trial with them on, you know, just about any topic you're looking for. And then at the end of it, if you want to keep the service, you can, but you don't have to. And they give you that first download for free just for trying it out, but you'll want to keep it. But go to terrywilson3.com/freebook. That's terrywilson3.com/freebook and get you a free audio book today. And by the way, I wrote a book called You Are Worth More, and you can go to youareworthmorebook.com and check that out. If you want to know the sort of the story behind the brand, then go over to youareworthmorebook.com as well. All right, Tom, we're back. Have you ever been in a business where you just, with just a few clicks of a button, you could be in front of qualified people talking to them about your product, good, or service? Well, Tom has been using our platform along with several others at TW3 and is able to help his clients, no matter what industry they come from, do the same thing that he's doing. And so I wanted to talk to him today and talk about what a typical week is for him and how that works. So let me just get right into it. Tom, just this past week, how many leads have you generated for your business?
Well, the honest answer is I'm generating leads for my TW3 business as well as my 24/7 credit funding business. And between the two, last week we generated 138 leads. Now, the vast majority was for TW3 because I run kind of a specialty business. But yeah, that was last week.
Okay. And for people that are not familiar with TW3 and the TW3 business, expound on that a little bit. What is the TW3 business?
Well, the TW3 business is really, I look to identify one of two types of people, and so far it's worked for me. The people that I want to talk to are people like myself, who perhaps have a business and they're just having a hard time getting in front of people and having enough people to talk to. Or the other person, which could have been me, you know, had I seen this earlier, the person says, you know what, I want to do my own thing. I want to be my own business. I don't have an inventory. I don't have a place to buy inventory. I don't have a service. And then we show them how to make this their company. This is their product. This is their service.
Yeah. It's sort of like a cash machine once you get up and running, because the very tools you need to generate leads for a business is the very product that you're selling.
Exactly. So right. Exactly right.
It's almost unfair.
I couldn't agree more. You know, coming from where I came from when I opened up my business almost 5 years ago, had I known then what I know now, I might be retired by now. I don't know.
I would be playing a lot more golf.
You bet I would.
Which means you'd be a lot more humbler.
Oh, humble is not a problem for me. Just going and play nine is good for me. At 18, I almost feel sorry for myself.
you might surpass humility and go straight into full out depression. That much you golf. You've generated a ton of leads. That's awesome. What are the results that you're experiencing by having the quantity and quality of leads that you're being able to generate?
Sure. Just working off of last week's numbers, and these numbers are becoming more and more typical, and I couldn't be happier. But last week's numbers were of the leads that I worked through. Four TW3 sales and two 24/7 sales, for a profit of just under $9,000.
Wow. A profit just under $9,000.
That's correct.
In 1 week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, I mean,
now
go ahead. Okay. Well, I was just going to say, you could inspire a ton of people just saying $9,000 a month,
right?
But what you've just been able to do with the platform and the tools that you have, the training you have, is to be able to generate an income of $9,000. You know, for a lot of people, that's too good to be true. What do you say to that?
I would say that the results are as typical as you want them to be, what you're willing to put into them. Now, again, I have another business and quite frankly, my ticket price is a little bit higher than TW3, but the thought process and the process is the same. It doesn't matter what I'm selling it for if I don't have anybody to talk to.
Exactly. So
for those that think, well, that's Tom or that's Terry or that's Gary. We're no different than anybody else who's listening to this. The only difference is, you have to learn what you're doing. And then the biggest thing is implement it and keep implementing it.
Right. Rinse, wash, and repeat.
Exactly right.
And if it ain't exactly broke, right, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? Don't quit. There's so many guys. And I think one of the shortfalls or challenges, not a shortfall, but a challenge for probably getting people in our business, because it's technology based and there's all these tools and softwares back there, sometimes people can get lost in the tinkering because it's like a new toy. Mm-hmm. And yep. Tinkering is fun. Tinkering is, oh man, I could do this and I could do that. And I could build a page that looks like this. Or I could, but tinkering doesn't pay the bills, does it?
No, never does.
No,
I've never been able to call the mortgage company and say, hey, I'm in the process of tinkering here and I'm going to get it right pretty soon. and they're like, tinker all you want, write a check, sir.
We're here for your money, not your tinkering.
Exactly.
So just to give value to people outside of TW3, I think a lot of people, I don't know who coined the phrase shiny object syndrome, but it is a true thing, especially among entrepreneurs. If you're an entrepreneur out in the audience and listening to this, let me give you the pros and the cons of your personality type. The pros is that you are hypersensitive to opportunity. You're like a shark in the water. You taste blood. Oh, oh, oh. And you taste it. And in the average Joe, the person that is, their senses are dull to opportunity. They're the just go through life, get what I can and complain what about I have. You're going to have that personality type. Those aren't entrepreneurs. But if you're that person, right, that dreams about more, that can see things, oh, and I could do this, and you can start imagining how a business and a product could be built or sold, then that is what it takes to be successful. But here's the flip side of that coin. You get distracted.
Yep.
You get
distracted. And it's very true. One of the, I tell the story, and I won't take long to tell this, but the people I'm fortunate enough to be coaching along in the TW3 system, most of them are relatively new to this. And a lot of them, they say, well, I want to be an elite guy. And I'm like, you're absolutely right. That is exactly what you should do. But let me tell you a quick story about why I didn't start that way. Because I know me. If UPS comes to the door with a bunch of new toys, I'm going to pull every one of them out and I'm going to play with them and bounce them around the place. And I'm not going to learn what one of them does well. And before long, I'm going to get bored and I'm going to stop playing with them.
Right.
Learn the basics. Find out what the fundamentals are. Learn how to dribble before you shoot.
Absolutely. Everybody wants to be Michael Jordan, but nobody wants to sit there and just do the free throw shots day after day.
You betcha. You betcha.
Yeah. So how does your current system and strategy of generating compare to, you know, maybe because you are a serial entrepreneur, you've been in cars, in the car business, you've been in other businesses. How does your current system and strategy of generating compare to maybe what you did before?
Quite honestly, when I first started my company, now I came from, like, you know, 30 years in the car business. And the honest answer to that is, how people got in the place didn't really affect me. It wasn't my job to know. My job was to take care of them when they got there.
Right.
And I was good at it.
Right.
So when I started my business, I'm like, hey, I know what to do when they're here.
Right.
And then crickets. Why? I didn't know how to get them in the door. And that's what I had to learn how to do. So the system that you have put together that I'm more than overjoyed to be a part of said, hey, Tom, look at this. You want people in the door? Here's how we get them. And I took the time to learn. I listened to people that have been doing this for a while. I always say in March when I go to the conference, I'm going to meet all these best friends that I've never met yet. Can't wait for it.
We can't wait to see you too, for real.
So once I learned the engagement and capture tools, it was like the light went off. I'm like, holy cow, this is really not that hard.
No.
And now I don't look for somebody to talk to. I really try to find the time to talk to all of them.
Wow. Yeah. I think what you just exposed is what I affectionately refer to. And I say this with all affection because at my heart, in the deepest corners of my heart, I'm a salesman. I love sales. I was recruited into sales. It's all I've ever known. Everything, no matter if I'm behind a pulpit or writing a book or on a podcast, at the end of the day, I make no bones about it. I'm selling. I want to persuade you. I want to influence you. I want to educate you. And I don't think there's anything immoral, unethical, or wrong about that. I think you can do things that are wrong, but it done the right way. Sales is the greatest profession ever. However, I think what you just exposed is what I affectionately refer to as the salesman's delusion. And you talk to salespeople and you say, hey, do you want to get in business for yourself? They all think they can be in business for themselves because, you know, in a way they've been working for themselves their whole lives. But the problem is exactly what you said. They never thought about, yeah, but the people you've been talking to, how did they get there? And that was always the owner's problem. That was always the agency's problem. That was always the dealer's problem. And so you run into this brick wall when you launch out on your own. Okay, I'm gonna be in this business or that business because I can sell. And, you know, so you've got to be able to sell to be, you know, good in business and successful in business. And you get out there and like, okay, where's everybody at?
Right. Hey, I'm here.
I'm here. I am highly motivated. I'm highly educated on the product, and I just need someone to sit in front of me. And that's where you know, they just run into that brick wall and get so frustrated. And so you've just exposed it. And that market, and I don't know why we always call it sales and marketing, but the marketing, as someone said the other night, I don't know if it was you or someone else on the training, but it's the marketing that actually comes first. It's the marketing and sales, but it's always said sales and marketing. But anyway, how much time?
Yeah, you hit it right.
Go ahead.
You hit it right on the head. That was my initial problem. And I'm like, how do I fix this? And how I fixed it was learning marketing gets them in the door.
Yeah.
Sales is what makes the money.
Sales is what makes the money. It's what drives the engine, but you've got to take care of step one, which is getting in the door, like you said. How much time do you spend a day trying to find qualified people to speak with?
Well, I'm gonna kind of flip that question just a little bit. If I'm looking to talk to a qualified person, it depends on it. To be qualified, is the first qualification for me is they have an interest. That's qualifying enough for me to get started.
Right.
So to answer your question, with the system that I have set up that you have put together, and I get it, I don't really spend time looking for people. I got plenty of them. Between the time we started this conversation and now, my phone has dinged probably a half a dozen times with leads coming in.
So you've done work once or whenever you did it, and then it's sort of something is going on in the background is what you're telling me.
Exactly. So that part of that whole deal is really kind of off my plate. Now, will it stop? Well, it'll stop when I stop doing the work that's necessary.
Sure.
But on a day-to-day basis of trying to find somebody to talk to, I don't really spend any time doing that. They're coming in. They're coming in regularly.
I'm throwing softball questions here because I know what the... Because folks, what he's saying is, I mean, think about this for just a second. If you've been in business at all, how much time in your day is dedicated to what's called prospecting activity? Prospecting activity. Back when I was recruited into insurance, they were telling me you got to spend 70% to 80% of your day in prospecting activity. What's prospecting activity? I'm going and networking with people. I'm cold calling with people. I'm going door to door knocking on people. I'm calling my friends, family, and foes and asking them for referrals. I am being that guy or that girl that nobody wants to see coming because you know what it is. And you know those type of people. You go to school or go to church with them or something. You know, like, oh God, here comes Tom. What is he selling today? Or he's going to...
Right. You know? Got the deal of the month. I'm your guy.
Yeah, exactly. And so the thing I love about our platform is you just heard it from Tom. Now let's back up. He just made $9,000 in 1 week's worth of work. And he just told you he don't spend a lot of time during the day trying to find people to speak with. Now, those two sentences ought to be setting people that are entrepreneurial minded on fire. Think about it. He made $9,000 in 1 week. And he spends very little time. He just keeps the trains running on time. He's got some automation going on in his back office that he just has to manage every once in a while, make sure everything's working correctly. But he's got systems in place, software in place, things working for him. And so he never like, oh, who am I going to talk to today? We've been on the podcast now, probably going on 30 minutes. And he says his phone's just dinging left and right, which mine is too. That is the power of having a system in place and talking to Tom about what he does, because he can help you with that and show you exactly how to do the same thing. How much time do you spend a day trying to qualify the leads you generate?
That one, I mean, quite honestly, I'm going to say I'm going to talk to customers probably 3 to 4 hours a day. And those calls, depending on what's going on. And here's what I mean by that. If I have a huge amount of leads coming in, which happens regularly, I may make that initial contact, or I may have one of my people set up that first call. So that first call that I'm making we're already in a discussion about what we're doing. So qualifying, what I'm doing in terms of qualifying people are those actual, and those first and second phone calls, like I say, about 3 to 4 hours a day.
That's beautiful. And that's smart. I mean, because here's the thing, I know, because I know Tom's system and what he's using, he could allow the system to do some of that. But the problem is, a machine, a software, a system can only do so much, because sometimes people lack a lot of self-awareness. And I'm going to say this, and I hope nobody takes it the wrong way, but sometimes people think they can do something, want to do something that really needs someone like Tom who cares to come inside. Let's not start there yet. Let's do this over here. And a machine can't do that. Software can't do that. And so you're and what you're doing is protecting people from themselves. Because I know what will happen. Your system, people will get excited. Oh, man, I want to do this. But they haven't asked themselves some hard questions that you can ask them and sort of lead that conversation and then get them landed on a better place to start.
I agree with you. And I think that is true in both things that I do. And I'm old school salesman enough. And, you know, honestly, nobody has ever insulted me by calling me a salesman. I wear that as a badge. But I'm a big believer in sales when done properly are done by people. And yeah, automation's great and a lot of things can get done. But people need to be reassured, that the person they're talking to is a legitimate person who really does have some interest in how this product works for them.
Exactly. Exactly. Cause I mean, you're smart enough and well-versed enough in the craft of communication and building rapport and having the authority to speak because you know what you're talking about, that you could probably close a lot more people than you close, but would it be right for them? And that's where your character kicks in and say, no, I want to help you out here, even though that you might not want to help yourself. And I think you go the extra mile. And that's why, like I said at the front, Tom's not only one of our top producers, but he's also one of our top people. We really like Tom and the quality of business that he writes. And that leads me into the next question I've got. What quality of business are you now writing through your qualifying process that you have in place?
You know, it's good business. And I'm, again, kind of old school in that. And we've all been there as entrepreneurs. I mean, when we first get started, well, if you got money, I got a cash flow problem. I'm taking your money. I'm selling it.
Oh, you got a credit card? Come here.
Not always.
Exactly.
Exactly. And it may not be the right deal for either one of you, but you know, that's kind of where we find ourselves sometimes, perhaps early on. As we get better at what we're doing, we take on a more global look, I suppose, for lack of a better word. Right. Is this good for us? And is this good for you?
Right.
Because if it's not good for you, it's not going to be good for us because you're going to drive me nuts. If it's not good for you because of something I did, then I'm going to have a hard time sleeping at night.
Right.
So
right.
The degree of business that we're getting on both sides of my business is good quality business. I'm really working with very, very good people. And from the business standpoint, my other business, I've got people who I'm not talking to a lot of people like I used to, that I don't find out until I'm already at their door that I can't help them because they're not the least bit qualified.
Right, right.
All I have is an appointment that I made because that's all I needed, right?
Right. Well, and I think, don't you feel, I mean, I do in my business, but I'm interested in hearing your perspective. I find that the quality of my prospecting part of my business and that engagement process and capturing the quality of targeting better quality people on the front end and capturing it, that is going to drive higher quality on the back end in that qualifying process to get higher quality clients ultimately, which is what you want, you know, and I, you know, if you're in a position where you're cold calling so much and you're expending so much energy, you're expending that 70-80% of your time, money and energy on that front end just to get somebody to talk to, then on the back end, on this qualifying part of your process, you're like, hey, you got a credit card? Okay, let's, cause you're worn out. You got to somehow capture some money for all of this energy, time and effort that's been expended. And so, and you get on this treadmill where you're riding business and it's bad business and it's coming off. I mean, that's what happens in people in the insurance world all the time. They go out and write all this insurance. They get fronted all this commission. It comes off the book 30, 60, 90 days later. And all of a sudden you're getting these chargebacks and they're just on this treadmill. And they got on that treadmill because they didn't have that front end portion, which is, I got people chasing me down. I got more people to talk to than I know what to do with. And so you can be pickier. Okay, I'm going to talk to you. Right. I'm going to talk to you. And this person, I'm going to sell off as a lead to someone else.
Right. And then, and the flip side of that is, you know, taking that same scenario of that, the time, energy, and money expended in the cold call. And let's say that now you do get in front of somebody, and let's say that they are even qualified, and they say no. Well, here's what happens for most of us. I've been there. You mean to tell me, after 6 weeks of chasing you and finally getting in front of you, and an hour presentation and an hour of your questions, and you're still telling me no?
Exactly. It's hard on the psyche.
Then it becomes a vicious circle.
Yep.
And then it just becomes a vicious cycle.
Yeah, because I bet you nowadays the no's that you get have nowhere near the sting a no used to have.
Not even close.
It's like, okay.
Not even close.
You're one of a thousand people I got to get to. All right, thank you for...
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, okay, thanks. Next.
Thank you for not wasting my time. Talk to you later.
Exactly. Yep. Well, and honestly, from a sales perspective, you know, it may come off sounding the wrong way, but I prefer it that way.
Oh, me too.
You know,
absolutely.
Let's get to the next one. If it ain't here, then let's go to the next one. Well, and you have to be in a position to be able to do that. That means having enough people in.
That's right. Well, when I do some of my sales training, you know, one of the things I'll say that I want to get a rise out of the salespeople in there is like, I'm batting 100%. I close everybody I speak with, period.
You bet. We all do.
And then in their mind, they're thinking close as in you close them as selling them. And I am selling, right. But I'm selling them on, you're either going to do this or you're not going to do this. And we're going to close it today. We're not going to let it dangle out there and you know, you're going to wear me down. I'm going to wear you down. We're not going to have that kind of relationship. We're going to have a come to Jesus moment right now. Let's decide.
Sure.
And it might be decide. We're not going to decide, but I'll get back with you in 6 weeks, 6 days or whatever. But there's going to be a decision made. We're going to have some closure to this meeting.
Right. There is a sale made in every sales meeting. I promise you.
Exactly. They either sold you or you sold them.
That's right. Whatever side of the desk it ends up on.
That's right. Well, let's give some value to some new entrepreneurs out there. What would be some advice, Tom, as someone that's been in business so long and done so well, and especially just lighting it up now, what would be some advice you could give new entrepreneurs?
For me, and the best advice I would give somebody who says, you know what, I'm going to do something for me. I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to start my own thing. Learn everything that you can, not every single thing, but learn everything that you can about people, about your own process, and what those two combined will turn into. Once you've got a very secure feeling about that, go out and do more work than you think you can accomplish.
Beautiful. Sort of reminds me of a Casey Kasem quote, I think he said. What was it? He'd always end the show, says, aim for the stars, because even if you miss, you'll hit the moon.
Yep.
Don't be...
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid to dream, and don't be afraid to bite off. There is no such thing as biting off more than you chew. I saw this meme one time. You'll love it. I'll have to share it on Facebook sometime. It's got this picture of a lion, and he's sort of showing his teeth, and he says, I'd rather choke on greatness than nibble on mediocrity.
Yep. I've heard that before. I've not seen it in a meme, but yes, I agree.
Absolutely.
Go out there, be an entrepreneur, succeed, fail 100 times, and succeed 100 more.
There you go. Love it. Well, finally, let's hone it down to our TW3 family. What is some advice you could give people that are just joining TW3?
Absolutely. Best advice I can give is take the learning aspect seriously. You know, you've been quoted many times that, you know, when you get involved with this, it's like drinking from a fire hydrant, and to a large degree, it can be. So the best thing to do in terms of learning, spend the time to learn, lean on your mentor, your coach, or whoever brought you in, because they've been down your road. They're going to help you. Once you have an understanding of the at least the six steps, I mean, you have to know those. Once you have an understanding of it, same advice. Do more than you think you can. Put out ads, put out however, whatever engagement tool you're going to use, and get more people in to talk to than you have time to. Because that's when it gets to be fun.
Absolutely. Put the numbers in your favor.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think so many times people get sort of ran over by trying to play small ball. And you got to I try to encourage my guys when they get started, you know, because they'll say, well, I only need, you know, to talk to, you know, 20, 30 people a week. And I said, no. When you first get in this business, I want you generating 300 leads, 200 leads at a minimum a week. And getting 25, right. 50, 100 qualified leads is minimum. You know, get in front of as many people, because that way, I mean, the average salesperson that can barely put, you know, one sentence in front of another to complete a thought will have a fighting chance for success.
Right, yeah. Right. And you know, and I used to tell this to people years ago in teaching them how to sell cars and other things. Like, look, if you talk to 100 people, and really pick your number, 100,000, I don't care what it is. If you do those things and you do the things the way they're supposed to be done and the process that has been laid out and you follow that process, you are going to fall over sales. Even if you can't spell it, you're going to fall over sales.
That's the
because
truth.
You're doing the work.
Exactly.
And you learn how to get good at sales by falling over a couple of them. Yeah. And then you start to recognize a pattern. You start to recognize what people are the same kind of issues come up. And the only way you get good at addressing them is to have those conversations going up to that. And I agree with you that get 300 people to talk to. Holy cow, 300 people. How am I going to? Don't worry about it. Just do it.
Just do it. It's a muscle memory.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hear all the good. Hear all the bad. You know, win some, lose some. Because the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Exactly. Get cussed out a few times. Get hung up on a few times.
Exactly. You betcha.
You know, go experience the broad plethora of attitudes out there. There's going to be people that bring life to you, and there's going to be people that you think, good Lord, can I live another day in a world that has that right. Idiot?
And you know what? I laugh at this, and I still believe it to be 100% true. Yeah, I've had people that are relatively new work with me. This guy said this, bad, or that, and called me this, and called TW3 that. I'm like, you know what? That means you're talking to enough people. Because if you don't hear some haters, you aren't talking to enough people.
Exactly. If you're not getting hated on yourself, you're not doing anything. You know,
right.
One of the
right.
things I have to encourage my guys that are starting there, because I know you've been in it a while, and putting yourself out there, but some of my guys are newer at doing podcasts and creating their content and putting their face out there and making a statement. And then they're getting all these trolls and these people that are leaving negative comments and all this other stuff. I said, listen, it's just par for the course. You gotta understand half our society is miserable. The other half, right. They're not miserable, but they're the other 50%, 25, you know, half of that, which is 25% of society, they're not miserable, but they're struggling. And then you got that other 25% that's, you know, thinking, okay, life is what you make it, and I'm going to go after it. And I says, and that's your corner, that's your quarter of the world.
Yep.
And so three-fourths.
That's the only quarter I need.
That's right. That's all you need. So just know three-fourths of people is not your people. And be okay with that, and just keep moving forward, and you'll be fine. Well, listen, guys, we've been talking to Tom Sellers at tsellers.com. That's tsellars.com. Go over there sometime and check out his stuff. You can reach out to him at 608-618-1591. That's 608-618-1591. And you can always listen to him 24/7 on twthreeradio.com. Over at twthreeradio.com. If you're looking for someone that can help you take your money, business, and life to new levels, that is a pro at not only sales, but marketing and business and life in general, then you'll want to talk to Tom. And like I said, he's not only one of our top producers, but he's one of our top people. Can't endorse him enough. So get over there and talk to him. Tom, thank you so much for being on the show, brother.
Well, thank you again for having me on. I hope I didn't bore anybody.
No, never. Absolutely never.
No, I appreciate you having me on. And boy, I you and I could talk about this kind of stuff for days. That's why I'm looking forward to the conference to actually sit down and shake your hand and say hi.
Absolutely.
Talk about some of this crazy stuff we do.
I love it. Well, it's just, it's fun to run into guys that are just old sales pros, you know, that just still enjoy, you know, the art and the craft and the profession of sales, you know, and you're a great ambassador for the profession, and we're lucky to have you. So thank you so much. And thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thank you again, Terry. You have a great rest of the day. I'm going to go shovel some snow now. I guess I can't put it off any longer.
All right, brother. Stay warm.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, God, what a privilege. I mean...